This podcast is part of a special midweek Lenten series calling us to abide in Jesus. These midweek broadcasts will happen beginning Ash Wednesday until Maundy Thursday. You're listening to Cedar Hills Community Church in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
We've been talking about abiding in Jesus. This has been our theme for Lent, and we've been looking a lot at John 15. And so I'm going to pick up in John 15 at verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So tonight we're going to be focusing in on prayer, and in particular on verses 7 and 8. So here's 7 and 8 again. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So I was reflecting a bit on prayer this morning, and in particular my personal journey of developing a life of prayer. I'm on stage a lot, and I have to pray a lot, but at one point, public prayer frightened me, and I wondered if it might frighten anyone else, the idea of praying in front of other people. So I've been in ministry for 20 years, so I've been doing this for a while, but when I was in college, I was a camp counselor at the RCA camps, and we call them Lakeview now, but they've been around for a long time, and that summer, as a counselor, I was put on the spot to pray many, many times. So you break up into groups and the counselors pray, or before mealtimes, the counselors have to pray, or if a student comes to you and they're in need of something, the counselors have to pray. And I didn't have any experience with it. I really didn't know what to say, and I felt like I was surrounded by people who know exactly what to say all the time, and that was not me. I was new to being in charge or being a leader in any ministry context and having to pray with students. So but those campers were actually really good guinea pigs for me, and they had low expectations, which made it easier. So after a summer of repetition and practice, I learned to overcome my fear of praying out loud, and I started to develop a prayer language. So do you know what a prayer language is? It is those unique words and a style that you use as your own. This is your language to God, and we all have one. And like any other language that we learn, it develops if you use it. So I think most of my life, my prayer language was pretty small because I never had to use it out loud. So if you've ever been to another country where you are suddenly immersed into a culture that spoke a different language, you quickly learn to get by with a few simple phrases like please and thank you, where's the bathroom, water, and some basic food groups. You learn how to say like chicken and pork and beef and whatnot, and also yes and no. So those are like the basic phrases that most of us use. I think my prayer language was in those basic phrases for most of my life. I had enough to get by, and the longer I immersed myself in places where I had to use my prayer language, it starts to expand. Like if you, anyone spent a semester abroad in another country or something, you're forced to use that language just to get by. And being immersed into a culture of people who speak that language actually helps you develop your language. But you have to try it out. If you have basic needs, you're forced to use your language, and it develops from that. It's really no different than when we're talking to God. The more we abide with him in prayer, the more our language expands. It really is just like learning another language. So like you're learning French or Spanish, there's actually some great tools to expand our prayer language. When I studied French and German and all the other stuff I had to study in college, I used flashcards a lot. And it's when you rehearse those, at first it's really rough, right? So you're saying the words and you're learning to like speak it, and after a while you could read that card and quickly say the words back. And then after a while you start to think in the language, like you actually think your response is no longer in English, you think in that French or Spanish flashcard thing. And the rehearsing becomes natural, like it's almost embedded in your mind, and you can recall that phrase quicker. This is one of the best ways I know to expand your prayer language. So among these campers, I suddenly expanded because I had to do it. I had to speak out loud and do stuff. One of my favorite collections of prayers is a grouping of prayers known as the Apostolic Prayers. And these are prayers of the New Testament. They're pulled directly from Scripture. So when I use the apostolic prayers, I'm really just taking God's words as he's written them down for us and praying them back to him. So I know they are no fail prayers. They are God's word. They're already good prayers. You can't mess them up. So in the link or the description of the service, I'm going to link to the apostolic prayers in there. You'll find a PDF file. I'll put a link down there for us. So, but one of the apostolic prayers is Colossians 1, 1 through 9. And so when a prayer is new to me and I'm just starting it, I would start by just saying the words out loud. So for me to develop my prayer language, I'm just going to repeat the words of Colossians 1, 1 through 9. And this is it, line for line. That you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power and all patience and long-suffering with joy. So when I'm learning this language or learning this passage of scripture, I would just repeat it verbatim, word for word, line from line. And then after that becomes a little more familiar, I might rewrite it and start to put in specific people or places into the prayer. So I'm going to rewrite it a little bit here. Lord, let Cedar Hills be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may have a walk worthy of you, Lord. Help us be fruitful in every good work. So I just start to insert little bits and phrases of the thing I want to focus on, using God's already written prayer and applying it to whatever situation I'm in. And so after I've done that, then I might exchange out a few words here and there, and I would adapt the same prayer more and more. So here's the same scripture, just adapted. Fill us, Lord, with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We long to walk in a way that is worthy. Help us to bring fruit. And so after a while, these phrases are biblical concepts, but they're actually part of my prayer language. They're the concepts that the Lord brings to mind to help me to pray. But here's one thing about a prayer language that you don't get in any other study of language or when you're studying flashcards. When you are using your prayer language, the words that you've used to pray with, you have a helper. So when I'm pondering about what to pray and how to pray, I actually get the benefit of God himself, the Holy Spirit. He is dwelling within me, and he is showing me how to pray. He's kind of like a Spanish tutor sitting on my shoulder, whispering the answers to the test in my ear. I don't have to recall all of the right answers in the moment. He's right there to tell me how to pray. And that's what sets prayer apart from every other language. So I can stop and listen and say, Lord, show me how to pray. And he does. And I don't have to make it up from the spot. God will call to mind the things that I've already put there, the scripture that I've studied, the scripture I've dwelled in, the phrases I've learned by studying the prayers of the apostles or the Psalms. All those things are already within me, and then it's God's job to pull them out and to help me to pray. So on any given Sunday, I'll often just stare out into the congregation right before I pray, and I'm asking God inside. I'm going, Lord, what do I need to say today? And sometimes it sounds like I'm saying the same thing every single Sunday. And other days he'll surprise me and I will pray something that I didn't know needed to be prayed. But he will inspire me. But he's pulling from the prayer language that I already know. They're all concepts and truths of his word that I've already placed in my heart and my mind. And he will pull from those things. And this language continues to develop and develop. The beauty of having the Holy Spirit in us is that we cannot mess up prayers. So not only does he bring to mind the things that he wants us to pray, he also interprets them for us. So we release prayers, they go up to the Father's throne, and the Holy Spirit will interpret for the Father what we're trying to pray, what we actually mean. So it's like a fail-proof system that you really can't mess up. So as we abide in Jesus, as we abide in his word, as we abide in the vine and apply all these concepts, we learn more about him, but we're also adding words to our prayer language and concepts and truths develop within us that God can recall to mind. So I want to encourage you, if you want to develop your prayer language, you have to be brave. I think when I signed up to be a counselor, I didn't even think about the things that they would call me to do, and I was kind of thrown into it. But I can't think of a better place other than our church body around other Christians to immerse ourselves around people who already have great prayer language, have been doing it for years to learn from, and then trying out, praying out loud among other believers. You know, we're a very forgiving bunch, And we can learn from each other, and immersing yourselves in that helps us all develop a prayer language, but it does take some bravery. Like, I don't know about you, when I go to meetings, it's usually the pastors or the head leaders that have to take care of the prayer time. And I don't know, to step up and say, you know what, I'm going to try praying today, and to be brave and apply some of the concepts you know and just hold out scripture right in front of you. We could bring in some more of that and develop that skill among our church body, especially with our kids. We make our kids pray at home all the time. Sometimes my husband will march around the house with the kids and he'll say a scripture and the kids just respond with "Let love abound." It's a simple prayer that kids can pray, but they're still engaging with it and they're not afraid to use their voices. And when kids are learning languages, it's a whole different ordeal, right? They're not afraid to mess up and they're in a safe place to do so. But I think there's a lot of potential here for us to grow in our prayer language together and to grow as a body in that. So with that in mind, let's pray together. Lord, we pray your words back to you, that you would fill us with the knowledge of your will, with spiritual wisdom and understanding. God, we want to walk in a way that is worthy of you, in a way that pleases you. Lord, we want to be a people who have a prayer language, who know and understand your truths and your concepts. Lord, I pray that over this church body, would you release in us truth through our mouths to raise to your throne, to bless your heart. We thank you for the gift that is your Holy Spirit, who interprets on our behalf, who inspires us to speak when we need to speak. But Lord, would you cause us to grow more and more into the knowledge of who you are, that those truths may be released in prayer and power, declaring your goodness, declaring your love. We thank you that we have your ear when we pray, and we thank you for your presence here tonight. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray you were blessed by today's message from Cedar Hills Community Church. For more information about our church or how to support our ministry, visit www.cedarhillscr.org.